Hello and welcome home. You're listening to the Tribe Abuja podcast. We hope this message inspires and encourages you to know and make known the truth and love of God the Father as expressed through His Son, Jesus. Let's listen to the message.
We are who we are today by the mercies of God. And we celebrate all of you today. You came through a womb from eternity to time because God has an assignment through you. So I celebrate you because you broke through. Millions were desirous of the earth on the day you were born. Millions of sperms, they ran through, but you broke through. So you entered the world a winner. So today, clap for yourselves. Oh, the Lord is good. Please be seated in His wonderful presence. I want to give thanks to the Lord for this opportunity. Jesse, thank you so much. Eva, thank you very much. The Lord bless you and bless your ministry. The Lord bless the house of the tribe. May you work strong. May you fulfill purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. It is a privilege to be in your midst. And seriously, I've been saying, God, what would you have me say? Because the topic they gave to me is mothering. How do you mother a nation? Wow. So let's start. I believe the Lord has something for us today. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Could somebody read for us some passages? We are going to read from Genesis chapter 17. We'll start reading from, let's start reading from verse 15 to 17, or to 19, 15 to 19. And another person to read Psalm 45, the whole of Psalm 45. So we'll take our text from those two passages. Mothering nations. Hallelujah. Who's going to read for us? Do you have somebody to read? Genesis chapter 17, 15 to 19.
Kings of nations will be among her descendants. Then Abraham bowed down to the ground, but he laughed to himself in disbelief. How could I become a father at the age of 100, he thought. And how can Sarah have a baby when she's 90 years old? So Abraham said to God, may Ishmael live under your special blessing. But God replied, no, Sarah, your wife, will give birth to a son for you. You will name him Isaac, and I will confirm my covenant with him and his descendants as an everlasting covenant.
Amen. It is so important for us today to realize who we are. Like I was saying at the beginning, you broke through. Whether you like it or not, whether the world likes it or not, you enter this world a winner. And you need to know it because you are sent from eternity to time. Nothing actually happens in our territory without coming through a womb. You have a spiritual womb and you have a physical womb. Everybody here has a womb. You all have spiritual womb. You birth ideas. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 and 28, male and female he created them, and he blessed them, and he said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, right? Have dominion over, So right at the beginning, your spiritual womb was open. You cannot design this without coming from the spirit realm. Nothing upon the face of the earth. The only thing that tried it to come to the planet without coming through the womb was cursed. And that was the serpent in Genesis chapter 3. He came, but he did not come through a womb. God himself, in order to redeem us, had to become man and came through the womb. That shows how important a woman is. Women, we have two wombs. Everybody say two. Oh, do you understand what it means? Men, you have only one. Women, we have two. We have both the spiritual one and we have the physical womb. So, and we carry a lot of information because today we are talking about mothers. And we are talking about mothers who will mother nations. And I want to tell you that whatever it is that you are given, you are going to account for it. Your spiritual womb, you are going to account for it. Your physical womb, you are going to account for it. So if you have two wombs, the question you should ask yourself, why am I here? When you broke millions, no, billions, right? Who are these doctors here? You know how many, you know, those things, how many of them were competing to fertilize that egg? Only one, right? So, why are you here? Why is it that God gave you two wombs in order to birth something? Every stage of a woman's life has a lot of message to carry. No wonder the battle over women have been so fierce. There is no way in which you can succeed in idea generation and birthing your ideas without understanding how a woman gives birth. The first trimester tells you how unstable any business could be, true or false. By the time you get to the second trimester, what happened? It is becoming visible. And for a pregnant woman, what happens to a pregnant woman? It is becoming visible. By the time you are in the third trimester, that is giving birth, you are so restless. Will it happen? Will it not happen? Will it be accepted? Will it not be accepted? That is the third trimester. A woman has a lot to give you a process to succeed in life. The design of the womb also has its own message to let you know it's like a wineskin. And that in the wineskin, we are the new wineskin. We are supposed to birth ministries. Your children are supposed to be ministers in different spheres of life to change, to impact, to instruct, to equip. These are things that we need to understand. Majority of us were not told. We don't even know it. What you are hearing now, we are supposed to teach our children in Sunday school. Maybe when next you invite me, send me to the Sunday school so that we can open their wombs. Hallelujah. So that right at the beginning, John the Baptist, right at the, when he was inside, he was full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He was supposed to birth something upon the face of the earth. Jesus Christ was a move of God upon the face of the earth to Mary. So today we are going to look at some serious things, and I do pray that you will follow me. Thank you very much. Now let's see. Remember, it is not only you being a Christian that have two wombs. All women have two wombs. That shows the design of God, right? The desire of God for us to birth something. We've bought into a lie, so many lies. I'm not going to go into the lies and the manipulation of the world to make sure that we are sterile so that we will not give birth. There is the battle for your seed, and there is the battle for your womb. Is that understood? Right at childhood, some of you seated here have been impacted. Your idea as a man, the way you think, traditionally, they have impacted you. So probably some of you are limited in your mind, the womb of your mind, because the word of God was not the first that occupied your mind. So you have been limited in your mind. And I will show you how Sarai was limited in her mind. And to the extent that she could not even trust God, she was laughing. And Abraham was laughing at the God of all creation. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how little you are. God is still able to break through and give you, to birth something through you. Amen. There are so many of us. If you are seated on a chair, somebody birthed that chair. What have you given birth to? You're wearing a dress. Somebody birthed that dress. What have you given birth to? Look around you. This design, somebody gave birth to it. What have you given birth to? Every day of your life, the world needs you to birth solutions. Nigeria is facing a whole lot of challenges. No matter your criticism, what they want is solution. Somebody called me yesterday. You know, I called someone yesterday, and she was saying that where she was, she went to a primary healthcare facility because she was to give them some vaccines. And when she got to that place, she was appalled. The place was dilapidated. It was terrible. She couldn't believe it. So now I asked her, oh, sorry. So what is going to happen? She said, well, I said, take the picture of that place. For you noticing it, you need to give birth to a new health center in that place. You need to give birth to a new health center in that place. Even if it means us eating one square meal a day, so that a new clinic could be given birth to, you have to do it. So she said she will go back. There are so many things that have agitated your mind, but you have limited yourself because while you were growing up, the enemy impacted you. But when it comes to destruction, things can be destroyed in one day. True or false? But to build it, you know how serious it is. What is it that has been agitating your mind? That means there is something brooding in your spirit, man. Somebody. Let me take you back to Genesis chapter 6. I said for women, especially for you to be a mother, there is the battle for your womb, physical womb. Apart from your spiritual womb, there is battle for all our spiritual wombs, true or false. Who will occupy it? The ideas, it will generate. I will take you back to Genesis chapter 6. The sons of God married the daughters of men, and they gave birth to who? To giants. Those are the manipulators of the world. They are still existing. They are the one tossing you around. You know, if it is not COVID today, it will be Ukraine tomorrow. Hallelujah. Manipulating. And we, the sons of the Most High, are not ready to give birth to the agenda of God. God is waiting for wombs to use. He's waiting for wombs to use. Mary and Elizabeth, we are praying to be the one to birth the Messiah. And when the time came, the Lord visited Mary and said, thou art highly favored. Elizabeth was visited. If God were to visit today, will he knock on your door? How prepared are we to bring change, to birth people who will transform the entire nation? Now let's go to the story today so that I hope the message is clear. How many wombs do we have as women? Which one? So don't let anybody play you down that your idea is no idea. You have a God-given idea. You are God's female expression. God is powerful. He's awesome in power. He's awesome in glory. The world understands your physical womb. When they are going to unveil a new car or a new product, after all said and done, do you know the kind of picture that they put? Huh? Picture of a woman. Why the picture of a woman most of the time? Because they want that woman to birth it. So they are birthing their product using you. If it is, star or whatever, if a woman is not there, that thing will not sell. Because they know that your womb birthed something. So, in the body of Christ, we need women who will dedicate their spiritual and their physical womb for God to intervene through them. I will give you, it is not only physical children. I've told you, you have the spiritual womb. Deborah gave birth, delivered a whole nation, hallelujah, judged a whole nation, stood at the gate, and gave deliverance to nations. Esther, we have just finished the Feast of Purim, the Festival of Purim. Esther delivered a whole nation from destruction. Gave birth to that nation, brought back life to that nation through her spiritual womb. God gave her strategy. The strategy she used to be able to approach the king was special, isn't it? Come to dinner. Hallelujah. The power that God has given women is the power of influence. Very powerful. You can change. There was a time in this nation that if you want anything, you have to go through the first lady. I don't know whether you remember that time. Politicians queue to see the first lady. If those people who do not have the life of Christ in them are utilizing the God-given, God gave everybody, isn't it? Two wombs. So you are not the only one. God can use anybody. I am saying today that any one of us whose womb have been impacted, today the cleansing power of the Lord Jesus Christ will wash us clean, and he will tabernacle with us and overshadow us. And the new thing that shall come out of us will be holy, and we birth nations in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. A whole lot emotionally have been impacted in their womb. Abuses impacted by their wombs, both spiritual and physical wombs, so that they do not even believe in themselves. They do not believe that they can do anything. So let's go to Genesis, so that you can see the life, the example of Sarah. Sarah, let's read from let's go to verse 15 so that we won't take much of your time. Verse 15. Just a minute, let me be there myself so that I can read it. Chapter 17 from verse 15. Then God said to Abraham, regarding Sarai, your wife, her name will no longer be Sarai. From now on, her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and give you a son from her. Yes, I will bless her richly, and she will become the mother of many nations. Kings of nations will be among her descendants. Verse 17. Then Abraham bowed down to the ground, but he laughed to himself in disbelief. How could I become a father at the age of 100? He thought. And how can Sarah have a baby when she's 19 years old? So Abraham said to God, may Ishmael live under your special blessing. But God replied, no, Sarah, your wife, will give birth to a son for you. You will name him Isaac, and I will confirm my covenant with him and his descendants as an everlasting covenant. As for Ishmael, I will bless him also, just as you have asked. I will make him extremely fruitful and multiply his descendants. He will become a father of 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will be confirmed with Isaac, who will be born to you and Sarah about this time next year. Praise God. Sarah also laughed. Abraham, the name Abraham, Abram, was father, an exalted father, Abram. But God changed his name to Abraham, father of multitude. What about Sarah? Sarai, her name Sarai, it has something to do with princess, Sarai. Now, I want you to take a particular note of the last letter. The last letter is I, right? With a dot. A whole lot of us look at ourselves, though we are princess. Sarah also means princess. The difference between Sarai and Sarah is what? The H. Now, can you see? A whole lot of us look down on ourselves with the small letter I. That we can't do it. We are too small. We are old. Nobody will buy my idea. There is nobody that will approach me. I am not marriageable. Whatever your reason, you have people who have gone before you have such reason. But God, who sent you from eternity to time, wants you to be a tall H. Hallelujah. He wants you to be the hallelujah upon the face of the earth. He wants you to know that heaven recognizes the assignments that you have been given to have. You are so special in the scheme of things. And God cannot really do anything without coming through the womb. So you are so special. So you find out that it's not just for being tall. Something about age. What's something about age? Who can see something else about age here? You have to bend low. You have to bend low and accept the word of God. The assignment of God. What God has said. Have you seen the curve of the age? Does it mean anything to you? This age, if you see the small one, it's so important that the curve of the small one, I hope this will be a lesson. You can make something like this and put it on your wall, that you are like this, but God wants you to be like this. He wants to be, make you to be an alleluia upon the face of the earth. He wants you to bow down your head in humility, accept his word concerning what he says about you. concerning what you are to give birth to, so that heaven can rejoice for sending you from eternity to time. I hope the message is clear. Yeah. So let us see. I told you that the children of this world in Genesis 6 occupied the womb of the women, and they brought in their giants who manipulated, pervert the purpose of God. And in that Genesis chapter 6, what happened? God had to destroy that world. If we do not rise up, same thing can happen. You have to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because he's the one that has the power to cleanse us. Whether we like it or not, each and every one of us have been impacted negatively in one way or the other, true or false. So we need that cleansing power so that the word of God can have meaning in our lives. If not, we do not want our bodies to become an instrument in the hands of the enemy. In Genesis 15, let's go to 17, verse 15. So I've just mentioned that Sarah could not believe, Abraham could not believe. God had to speak to them sternly that, look, I am the Lord God Almighty. I am El Shaddai, Almighty. There is nothing impossible with me. So whatever it is, the dream that God has put in your heart to birth, both male and female, this is the time to believe God. This is the time to stand tall. This is the time to say you are El Shaddai. I think that name should be what you will call for so many months. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, the Almighty. Anything that scares you, call that name, El Shaddai. That is carrying your dream out of you from finding expression, call the name El Shaddai. It is so important that we birth the move of God for the nation Nigeria. I thank God for tribe. You pray so much for Nigeria. As you pray, God will also speak to you. As God speaks to you, you are to war with the prophecies that God gives you. Is that understood? If you do not war, the enemy will war. Jesus Christ, when he was born, the enemy came with their battles, true or false. Children were killed. Moses has a destiny. He came through a womb. Remember, children were killed. Is that understood? So don't think that what you are about to birth, the enemy will want you to birth it. But the thing is that you have the backing of heaven and the host of heaven to back you up, to establish it. Moses fulfilled his destiny. Jesus Christ fulfilled his destiny. But look at their mothers. Their mothers were a very strong tower behind them. Moses' mother came with strategies to preserve the life of her baby. Hallelujah. Mary also came with strategies. Do you know that throughout the ministry of Jesus Christ, Mary was present? Even at her death, Jesus Christ had to give the responsibility of looking after the mother to John. Women are powerful in prayer. Women can birth things. I remember when the battle was very fierce in Kaduna State at a point in time. It was so fierce. The men could not stand. The women were the ones that came out, wore shorts, and put masks on their faces, and they faced the war. I'm not saying that is the move we should take, but when God wants to use women, they are unstoppable. That is why the enemy is so afraid of you. I will give you another example. Mary stood by Jesus. Moses' mother stood by her. In prayers, in supports, they stood by them. So, it's not just for you to give birth. All of you that are here, you have been given birth to. But the work of a mother, the work of a mother is not just giving birth to a child or feeding them, because you have that capacity to nurture, that capacity to sacrifice, but much more to ensure that their destiny is established. There's so many of us walking the streets and our destinies are not established. Why? Because right at the beginning, we do not relate so much with God to know what is the assignment of the children that we have given birth to. Jesus Christ's assignment was very specific, true or false? John's own was very specific, true or false? Go to Jeremiah chapter 1 from verse 5 to 10. God said, look, before you were even formed in your mother's womb, this is what I assigned you for. It is the duty of parents to find out from God what is the assignment of my children. In African traditional religion, when you are about to give birth, they must go to the shrine to ask what is the name to be given to that child. How many of you know that? Maybe you don't know. They do that. They will even ask the gods, what is the assignment of that child? These are people who do not have the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Yahweh inside of them. We are not being taught that for you to give birth, anything could come through that womb. It could come from the enemy, and it could come through the Spirit of God. So you have to, first and foremost, dedicate your wombs to the Lord, both the spiritual and the physical. And then when the Lord is giving you an idea, it's the move of God. He said the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. Hallelujah. I want us to rise to our feet. We will no longer belittle the power of God that is inside of us. Our eye will change to H. The hallelujah will sound because of you. Heaven will rejoice because of you. Your wombs today will be sanctified. It will be made holy. Your dreams shall find expression. God will make people to favor you. He will surround you with the Hur and the Aarons to lift your hands up. He will raise men and women to support your dreams. Nigeria will never be the same as from today because you are in this service. Generations will find expression through what you will birth. You will not birth destruction. You will birth salvation, redemption, restoration, happiness, joy, peace. You will make this world a better place. I want you to begin to pray. Call forth the dreams that the Lord has been given to you. Call forth the dreams. Call them forth into now and into generations. Speak them forth. Remember the names of your children, those of you who are mothers here. Remember their names. Whatever it is that the enemy has tampered with in their spiritual womb and in their physical womb, that the Lord God Almighty, the healing power of God, will come upon them, will heal them, will bring about purpose and destiny, that their lives will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will no longer roam the streets as homeless people. The power of the Almighty will be made manifest in our lives. Healing of wounds physically. If you have fibroid, you are being healed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you have cyst in your womb, you are being healed right now. Any work idea, anything that has limited you in life, they are broken. Those powers are broken over your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Only basindere boshiria mama mama mane kale bosotenke le bashindere abababa. Elimo sunde bad nations. Ekilimo sundere basharia. Bad for generations. See generations. See generations. Don't see only now. See generations. Elimo sundere bashindere baya da 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 da. Rokon nere basin nere moshin nere basite kaye moson nere bashande. Tribe, you will birth nations. You will birth nations for generations and generations to come. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Everything that either to have manipulated our lives, that have limited us, we break their oppressed hand over our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the cleansing power in the blood. Thank you for the cleansing power in the blood. There is power in the blood. I pray that cleansing power will cleanse our physical womb and cleanse our spiritual womb. Tabernacle with all spirit of the living God. Elimo sundere bashindere basindere. Wash us. Use us for your glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Continue praying. I believe that healing has taken place today. I believe that chains have been broken of your mind, and your womb has been opened. And you continue to pray. The dreams that you've had before, you birth them. Be in a birthing position. There is a birthing position. Read 1 Kings 18. Elijah was in a birthing position. Be in a birthing position and birth your dreams. And call forth people, destiny helpers, to help you to bring forth the dream that God has inseminated you with. Shalom. Shalom.
In Jesus' name. Can we just stretch our hands to Mommy? And I want you to just pray over her. Just pray over her. Just pray that the Spirit of the Lord will give her grace, strength for the journey ahead. Pray for her four daughters, their husbands, and their children. Come on, just stretch your hands towards Mommy. Just pray over her. Just pronounce the blessing of God over her. In Jesus' name, amen. Just before I came up, I just heard, it's almost as if I heard some of you were saying, just like Mary said, how will this be? And the Lord said, I should tell you the same thing he told the mother of Jesus, that the power of the Holy Spirit shall come upon you. Amen. And I really believe that barrenness has been broken this morning. spiritual and physical. In Jesus' name, can you just do this with me? Can you just place your hands on your bellies and just receive the Spirit of God, all that you've been taught this morning, and just say, out of my bellies will flow rivers of living waters. Come on, just prophesy over yourself this morning. Someone may have told you that you will be nothing. A family member, someone you trusted, an experience you may have had, you may have made you think that you are barren, barren of ideas, barren of what you're supposed to birth in the world. But this morning, I want you to just place your hand upon your womb and receive the healing power of God. Come on, try. Come on, try. Just for 2 more minutes. You're not praying for healing. You are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on. 2 more minutes. 2 more minutes. Woo! And if you're watching online, I need you to do this as well. Do it as an act of faith, placing your hand on your belly. Come on, just 1 more minute. Receive the power of the Holy Ghost.
And as the river flows,
receive the power of the Holy Ghost.
Bring every dead thing to life.
Yeah.
It's the life-giving river. Oh, let it flow right here, right now. Oh, as the river flows, it begins to bring every dead thing to life. It's a life-giving river.
Come on, let's sing it together. Out of my belly.
Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water.
Father, we thank you for this year. We're going to be birthing that which you've given us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, fill this house with the cries of babies in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can we give Jesus praise? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you were blessed by the message. To listen to more, consider subscribing, sharing, and rating the podcast. We love you.